And good morning. It is 10 o'clock, and you're listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So glad to have you with us this morning. So I was not feeling too great last week, but the week before, we had a great show about Igor Stravinsky. It was really nice to delve into some of his music. I've been really going over what I played, and I've really been enjoying Igor Stravinsky. So we're going to do something pretty different, as I always like to do. And so for this week, we are going to do something called the Galant style, which is a style mostly in France. That's where we get our word gallant. And it's a style from the 1720s to 1770s that was kind of the beginning of the classical period and also a reaction against the Baroque era. It's really an era of simplified, very affected music. They had something called the Doctrine of Affections, which was ultimately just a way of showing things in poetry or in music to be simple, light, and airy. It's very much in relation to the Rococo style of the painter like Watteau. And so there are a couple composers that you might know in this era, mostly the Bach sons, CPE, and Bach's other son, I can't quite remember his name, John Christian Bach, Johann Christian Bach. And Handel, too, is also kind of in this style, and early Mozart is also his father, Leopold Mozart. So without further ado, we'll get into a piece by Gluck, which may not necessarily be perfect fit in this show, but I think it's when you hear it, you'll see it has a resonance among other of the pieces. So this is Orfeo et Eurydice. This is the overture from that opera. Here it is.
Thank you.
Again, it's 10:23 here. We had a couple good pieces there. We had the whole suite of Les Antes Galantes, which is in English the Gallant Indies by Jean-Philippe Rameau. And then we had Handel's, a selection from Handel's Saul Cantata. That was number 23, entitled Symphony. And so I think especially Rameau's piece is really indicative of some of the ideas that were spinning around during the 18th century, you know, during the Enlightenment, and certainly this interest in the New World was still very prevalent, and it led some people to really exoticize the New World. And in philosophy from this age, you can see that places like the Indies are treated in a particularly crude way. So it's interesting to look at the ways in which European society thought of itself and thought of other people. And I think some of the music there, which is kind of an exoticized version of French music, is really indicative of some of the things that we see in Europe at the time. But Rameau is an interesting composer. To be honest, the reason why I got into him is because there's a piece of philosophy by Denis Diderot, which is called Rameau's Nephew and D'Alembert's Dream, which is... So I just know the name of Rameau from there, but I've been listening to Rameau for a little while. He's interesting music. And then, of course, we had that nice organ piece by Handel. So just a quick public service announcement. The Tufts Granoff Music Center invites everyone to its fall 2017 series of special community music concerts on Sunday afternoons. These concerts feature some of the best musicians from the Tufts Music Department and area community. All performers are live, free, and open to the public, and take place at 3 p.m. in Distler Performance Hall of the Granoff Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue on Tufts Medford Somerville campus. Some of the upcoming Sunday concerts include on November 5th, there's the Chorus Pro Musica in Childhood's Thicket. On November 12th, there is A Journey of the Middle East Through the Saxophone. On November 19th, there are Tufts Choruses. On December 3rd, there's the Tufts Flute Ensemble. On December 10th, there is the Tufts Wind Ensemble playing poems. For more information, just search the web, Tufts Fall 2017 Music, a public service announcement from Tufts Music Department and the Granoff Music Center, and of course, all of us at WMFO in Medford. So we're going to keep going back to the music. We're going to play a piece by George Philippe Telemann, the German. And then we're going to keep going, look at some Bach, C.P. Bach, and even a little Mozart, because really some of his early music was in this style. So here we go. Here's Symphonia in F major, the second movement from that by Telemann. And we are back. Good morning again. So there we had the concerto for harpsichord and piano in E flat by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Then we had piano concerto number 2 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, which might have been, it's speculated that Leopold Mozart, his father, might have written that. Therefore making it even more in the Galant style. Then we had the cello sonata in C major, number 2, Largo Assai, by Luigi Boccherini. And then finally we had part 1, an aria from San Nicola di Bari. And so those are the pieces that we have for you this morning on the Galant style. And so we have one more piece, actually, and I think this will bridge you into listening to other types of classical this morning. This is Joseph Haydn. This is first movement from his symphony 104, which is entitled London. And something interesting that I heard about this recording, because it's played by Herbert von Karajan. Someone commented that he thought Karajan really brought it not from England at that time, but he brought it into Imperial Germany. So it does sound quite imperial. But Haydn was definitely like a inventor of the classical style and a bridge between the Galant and the classical style in proper. So thanks for listening this morning. Here it is. This is one of my favorite symphonies right now.
Thank you.